Oliver Jacobson started playing violin when he was 6 years old. When he was 18, he got good enough to get into Boston's prestigious Berklee School of Music. Back then, he wanted to be a star.
Well, I was in the practice rooms for 4 hours a day, trying to be the best jazz violinist I could be, and just feeling kind of hollow in that.
That feeling of hollowness led him to music therapy. It's a discipline where music transforms into a tool to help heal those who are sick. Now he spends his days lugging musical instruments through the halls of UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital. KALW's Liz Mack followed Jacobson, and she brings us this story.
All right. Hi, Maya. Nice to see you. Can I have a high five?
On the day I meet her, Maya Mead is just 8 months old. She's been here at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital since the day she was born. Oliver Jacobson visits her once or twice a week.
Hello, Maya. It's nice to see you today.
Maya was born with one of the worst heart conditions you can have. The left side of her heart, the one that usually pumps blood to the body, never developed. And early on, she also got kidney failure, which doctors said made her chance of survival incredibly low. But Maya's a fighter, and after the first of three complicated surgeries, she rallied. On the day we visited her, she was still recovering and waiting for her second surgery. Gordon Mead, Maya's dad, says Jacobson's visits are part of what's helping her get better.
Her change when Oliver comes in is really internal. You see her, like, grow, you know, spiritually, and it feels good. Watching her grow like that, it's just, you know that every part of her body is growing. Her spirit, her heart, you know, her body and her mind.
Jacobson is the hospital's only music therapist. He uses music to help kids heal. Everything from regaining motor or speech skills to stress relief, or just as a way to talk about their feelings. Often, it helps them forget about the hospital and just be themselves.
As a therapist, I have to look at their diagnosis and what their goals are. But I also just try and walk into a room with no expectations sometimes. Really just, who is the child? Without any thought of their diagnosis, who's that child? And how can I help that child be who they are?
With Maya, he says music is a great way to help with their coordination. She's gradually been getting stronger, something he can see when they make music together.
Okay, Maya, let's try these shakers. You want to try two today? I think we've only seen one.
Right.
Jacobson's doing something you'd normally do with any baby, playing. But this is play with a purpose.
With the monkey in the background. And this one, too. Oh, boy. This is a two-shaker day.
That's Maya, shaking both shakers. Before, she could only shake one. Jacobson says for her, it's a pretty big deal. As a baby in critical condition, she didn't have the energy or the stamina.
Both hands, left and right, playing with both hands, left and right.
Jacobson uses music to help his patients reach specific therapeutic goals. But he's not just playing music. He's a trained musician and a professional therapist. Many of the country's top children's hospitals have music therapy programs. And people like Jacobson are becoming a more common part of the medical profession, just like doctors and nurses. But instead of using a stethoscope or a scalpel,
I have a bag of different shakers and percussion instruments. I have a little ukulele. I have a buffalo drum. That sounds better when it's not with everything. I have a little happy drum.
So he's not just entertaining. He's also helping patients in serious situations.
M192.
Vivian Hernandez is a nurse in the PICU. That's the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit.
Well, kids come in because they have some kind of a little bit of instability in some way, you know, something critically wrong with them that needs to be addressed. And so with that comes a lot of noise, monitors, alarms, frequent visits from the doctors, you know, repositioning, different interventions from the nurses, and so it's just a very overstimulating environment.
We're heading in to visit Michael Salou. He's 6 years old.
So Michael has pneumonia, and he's very lethargic. He's really tired. He's awake, though. So this session will be kind of be more the stress reduction, pain management, relaxation kind of end of things.
Before going in, we rub on hand sanitizer and put on masks.
What do you think, Michael? Should we sing your favorite song, Three Little Birds? Sent on a word about a thing. What, 'cause every little thing gonna be alright.
When Jacobson plays, he's also helping parents. It's a chance for them to get a break and can be a tangible way for them to help their kid heal. Michael's mom is in the room. Tears roll down her face. She says their family listens to reggae music all the time.
He loves it, and he always gets this little twinkle in his eye when he listens to it because he knows the words and everything, so it just makes me really emotional, you know, being in here and listening to it. But it's lovely. It's perfect. I love it.
Singing, this is my message to you.
Vivian Hernandez, the nurse in the PICU, says Jacobson taps into a place that can be hard to find.
Some of the work that Oliver has done with these kids is just really deep in terms of just, I wouldn't almost say primal, but, you know, it just sort of takes them to a different place for a little while.
Kids in the hospital can be here for weeks or even months. They might be facing a major diagnosis, and Jacobson and the staff try to help them maintain a sense of normalcy. That's what a big part of his job is, helping kids figure out and express their feelings. That's what he did with Haley Gomez. Haley, who's 9 years old, has leukemia. She and Jacobson wrote a song together.
A song called I Didn't Know, and it was just all about her processing, not understanding what was happening with her body as she was going through this new diagnosis. And it was just amazing to see her come to insight in that process.
They recorded the song at the hospital, turning her room into a studio. Haley acted as producer, and her dad joined in as part of the band.
Years ago, it was hard for me. It was like a dark hole that swallowed me.
When you see kids playing with Jacobson, it's true. They light up. And even though you're in this sterile hospital room with all these machines beeping around you, for a second, it all drops off into the background, even for Jacobson.
I'm taken to another place, another plane, and this world kind of disappears, and I go to, it's hard to describe, I go to a better place, otherworldly place, and that fills me up and gives me the energy that I need. So I try and take these kids to that place, too.
For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Mack.
I didn't